Deposit dispute case study. Pest infestation and replacement items. We offer an independent and impartial resolution service for landlords, agents, and tenants who are unable to agree on how to distribute the deposit when the tenancy ends. The deposit details. The deposit was £1,000 and the disputed amount was £684. What had happened? The tenant said that halfway through their tenancy, they started to get bitten when sleeping. They reported this to the agent after a month or so, as it got worse. The contactor who they arranged a visit with confirmed it was bed bugs. The tenant claims that they have never had an issue with bed bugs before and this should not be their responsibility, and the bed bugs must have already been in the property when they moved in. The agent responded, saying that the check-in report clearly shows that there were no infestations of bed bugs present when the tenant moved in, and from a thorough investigation, the specialist contractor advised that the bed bug infestation had started in recent months. The agent recognizes that this can happen to anyone. However, it is only right that the tenant pays for the treatment and replacement of the landlord's bed and mattress, where they were brought in during the tenancy. What evidence was provided? They provided the tenancy agreement, both the check-in report and check-out report, invoices, emails, and text messages. What was decided and why? The check-in report showed that there were no obvious infestations in the property at the start of the tenancy, and while the tenant had reported the issue, this was 7 months into the tenancy and no issues were highlighted before this time. The adjudicator found that the infestation started to occur during the tenancy. The contractor's report provided by the landlord also supported this, as it said that in their professional opinion, based on the size of the infestation, that it had only been present for a couple of months. The adjudicator found that the responsibility for extermination of the infestation fell to the tenant. They also found it reasonable for the landlord to replace the bed and mattress where the infestation was largely found, to prevent the issue from continuing. The landlord provided invoices for £264 for treatment over a two-week period, and another invoice for £420 for a like-for-like replacement of the bed and mattress, including £80 removal charge for the old mattress and bed. The full cost of £264 was awarded for the treatment, which was considered reasonable for the work. The full cost of the removal of the old bed and mattress for £80 was also awarded in full. The adjudicator highlighted that the bed and mattress were not new at the start and were showing some signs of wear. An allowance also needed to be made for fair wear and tear for the length of the tenancy, so that the landlord is not put in a better position than they would have been at the end of the term, had the breach not occurred. With this in mind, the adjudicator awarded £204, being 60% towards replacement costs of the bed and mattress. The final decision concluded for the tenant to be awarded £136, and the landlord £548. How can you avoid this happening in the future? Provide inspection reports at the start and the end of the tenancy. This is very important, as it will show that the issue was not already present. Issues which occur during a tenancy should be reported as soon as they start, as this can affect who is found responsible. Contractors' reports can be extremely valuable, particularly where the issue relates to a specialist area.